Hey there, memoir writers. It's Carrie Kreisman. I'm the author of Accidental First Lady and a memoir mentor and storytelling champion. I teach aspiring authors how to write, publish, and promote memoirs that inspire, educate, and entertain. Welcome back to Making Memoir Magic. This podcast is for the writer who dreams of sharing his or her story through memoir. Since publishing my memoir in 2021, I've helped aspiring authors find the courage to tell their unique stories, but also to adopt what I call a memoir mindset, that state of being one must be in that sets the stage and creates the ripe environment for authentic productivity. When our mind, heart, and words convene, the result is often a beautiful, compelling story. I believe that we all have a story inside of us. Our stories deserve to be told, and we are the best ones to do it. Sometimes, however, we get stuck, and that's normal. It's frustrating. But there are ways to knock down those writing roadblocks that keep us from getting words on the page. So if you've been circling your story like a plane that never quite lands, today's episode is your runway. What I'm talking about is how to write the scene, not the story. That's what we're going to discuss today. So listen in as I share strategies for getting unstuck. I'll have you writing even if you don't think you feel ready. Now, when embarking on writing a memoir or reigniting a stagnant work in progress, I want you to remember that you don't need a grand plan, a perfect outline, or a 12-month calendar to start your memoir. You just need a single moment, such as a scene that holds meaning. So are you ready to make some memoir magic together? If so, keep listening. First, we're going to talk about the thing that happens to most writers, and that is we sit down to write our life story and suddenly our brain goes full project manager. We start thinking, where does my story begin? Do I have enough material? What if no one cares? And before we know it, we've spent an hour rearranging post-its, color-coding our trauma, and not even writing a single word. So here's what you need to know and what you need to believe with your whole heart. You don't need to write the whole story right now. When you look at your book as a whole, as a finished project, it can seem overwhelming. And you possibly don't take one step. You sit down in the chair. You stare at the computer, you might even put your hands on the keyboard, but you don't write one word because you're thinking, how can I write a whole book? But if you start scene by scene, moment by moment, experience by experience, the engines will turn and the wheels will get in motion and there goes your memoir taking off. So one thing to keep in mind as we start writing this one story is to think of the truth, the tension, and the texture of your story. Every memoir is made of scenes, and every scene is a doorway into the larger story. I'll call that your core story, the overall story that you are trying to tell, the one that is highlighted and augmented by all of the scenes that you are going to write. The scenes are your chapters. So if you can open one door, you can open another and another. And the momentum starts small, but when the scenes are threaded together throughout your manuscript and they all relate in one sense to the overall theme and story you want to tell, that's how your memoir transforms into a colorful tapestry woven from your unique experience. So, what do I mean when I talk about writing the scene? You're not creating a movie. And you're not writing a play, but you are writing a memoir, which is a story full of action and characters besides you, the main one. So let's first remind ourselves what memoir is and is not. Your memoir is not simply a recounting of events in your life. That is a list. When I say write the scene, here's what I mean. Pick a vivid memory, a single moment where something shifted inside you or around you. It doesn't have to be your most dramatic moment. It just must mean something. Here are some suggestions. Think of a time that you heard the truth, even when it hurt, made a choice you couldn't take back, felt seen or invisible for the first time, realized who you really were. Close your eyes and drop into that moment. Where were you? What could you hear smell, taste, and touch. Who else was there? What happened, and how did it make you feel? That's your starting line. So forget about chapters, forget about timelines, forget how it fits. Just write that one moment like you're watching it unfold on film. So now I'm going to give you a quick win. I want you to try this exercise. Of course, if you're driving or walking, you might want to save it for later because I want you to stay safe. But if you're listening to this podcast at your desk, kitchen table, or at your favorite coffee shop, sipping a delicious beverage, give it a shot. Set a timer for 10 minutes. Choose one of these prompts or make your own. The moment everything changed. The last time you said nothing when you should have spoken. The moment you realized you were wrong about someone or they were wrong about you. The first time you felt safe in your own skin. Then just write the scene. No backstory, no future commentary, no explaining. Focus on the sensory detail. What did the world around you look like and feel like? Focus on emotional truth. What was really going on under the surface? Focus on the action. What happened? Show the movement through your words. Use dialogue if it's appropriate and necessary to tell the scene. When the timer goes off, stop. Don't edit. Don't read it back yet. Just notice that you did it. You wrote a scene. That's the secret of every great memoir, writing one honest moment at a time. So when you have a few scenes written, patterns begin to appear. Themes reveal themselves. You'll start to see the threads that connect them, like loss, resilience, forgiveness, identity, or something else. That's when you can start shaping your story, but you can't shape what doesn't exist. So start with what does. If you write one scene a week, that's 52 scenes in a year. So you could write your memoir without even realizing you've started. Small steps add up to something enormous and something brave. So you might be thinking, that all sounds good. I don't know what scenes to choose, though. I've lived a long life. The time period that I want to write about is 10 years, for example. What do I choose? Which ones do I choose? Even if you're telling me to write 52, which 52 do I choose? So I have a solution for that. First, think of the general idea for your memoir. Think of the time frame it will cover. Remember, memoir is a slice of your life, not your entire life. Memoirs are not autobiographies, beginning to end, birth to present. They're snapshots from a poignant time in your life. Memoir is a story of where you began, literally and figuratively, or just one or the other, and where you are now. It could be your story of survival, resilience, forgiveness, faith amid insurmountable odds, celebration, but ultimately transformation. Ask yourself, how did I change? Why does it matter? What does my reader need to know? Then make a list. Use your notes app on your phone, a Google Doc, color-coded post-it notes, a whiteboard. Use what works for you to begin organizing your chapter subjects. Some will stay. Some you'll delete because you realize they're not pertinent to the core story you're telling. But this will give you a starting point to writing each of these micro stories that live within the larger narrative that is your book. So now you have a process for writing a scene, and I hope you'll give it a try, especially if you've been staring at a blank page, waiting for a perfect beginning. Consider this your sign to stop waiting and start writing. Remember to write the scene, not just the story. Because your story, the big, beautiful, impossible to outline story, will come to life one scene at a time. So if this episode got you thinking, then I would love to hear from you. Tag me on social media with your 10-minute scene or share one line that surprised you. You can find me on Instagram at carrie.kreisman and on Facebook at Carrie Kreisman, author, inspirer, educator. So until next time, keep showing up for your story. You don't have to tell it perfectly. You just must start telling it.